Howdy, neighbors, and welcome to our coverage from the 2019 State FFA Convention coming up at the end of April. During the month of April, we are giving you a preview of all 20 area stars that were judged on the 1st of April in Stillwater. This week, we are featuring the area stars in agri-science. Today, we are visiting with Sydney Hilburn from the Quapaw FFA chapter. Sydney is your Northeast Area Star in agri-science.
Sydney, tell me about your research efforts and what you were working on, and then maybe a little bit about what you found out.
So I had the opportunity starting my eighth grade year to conduct some research in the area of food products and processing systems. And so I found that that was something that I was really passionate about. And so I stuck with that for my next two projects that I ran. And then I had the opportunity to kind of give back to my chapter and apply what I had learned over those few years into a mentoring aspect of things to teach younger members how they could conduct their own research and just take it with them to analyzing and presenting their research.
Let's dig into that research a little bit. Tell me a little bit about some of the specifics.
My first project was testing whether raw or pasteurized goat's milk would have the longer shelf life. And so I broadened my horizons tremendously with that, from milking the goat to pasteurizing one sample of the milk to learning how to swab agar plates and count colonies and analyze my data. And then the next year I competed with my best friend, Mr. Sean Toon, and with that we were contacted by J&M Farms to test their packaging and to make sure that they were doing all that they could to make sure that their mushrooms had the longest shelf life possible. And then with my third project, I tested different cooking methods in a way to get out the most fat from beef and sausage.
So, you know, as you look at all these projects, which one was your favorite?
My favorite was my first project, raw versus pasteurized, simply for the fact that it broadened my horizons so greatly, and also for the fact that there was an underlying meaning for me conducting the research. My youngest niece was experiencing some problems with lactose, and so her doctor had recommended goat's milk to her. And so just being able to conduct my research with good purpose to give back to my family, and that was something that I was really passionate about, and just having a reason to, you know, run my project.
Right. Sydney, tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I am heavily involved in my local chapter and as well as on a state level. I stay very involved. I'm currently serving as chapter president, which has been the experience of a lifetime. I've been on my chapter officer team for several years. I love Agri-Science Fair. It's one of my favorite CDEs, and I also participate in prepared public speaking as well as extemporaneous public speaking. And so those are really the areas where I found the most passion.
What do you think FFA's done for you?
There's really no short answer for that, Ron, but I would say that FFA has opened more doors for me than any other organization that I've ever taken part in. The opportunities that I've been given, the people I've been able to meet, as well as the skills that I have learned from this organization, I'll carry on with me throughout all my professional journeys and endeavors.
Tell me, what's the plans after high school?
I plan to come to Oklahoma State University and major in agricultural business with a minor in plant and soil sciences. And then from there, I would like to go to the University of Arkansas and pursue an agricultural law degree.
Thank you, Sydney. Sydney Hilburn, she is your Northeast Area Star in Agri-Science. She's representing the Quapaw FFA. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.